The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Mismatched libidos in long-term relationships. Mismatched libidos is one of the most common reasons couples come to see me. Usually one partner says something like, I want sex more than they do, or my partner never initiates, or we've lost the spark, or they have a low libido, or something must be wrong. But after 25 years of working with couples, I've come to a rather different conclusion. There is always a lower desire partner. Not just sexually, in life. I mean, who has more desire to cook or socialize, to exercise, visit the in-laws, renovate the bathroom, help the kids with homework, plan a vegetable garden, or learn a foreign language before an overseas trip? I mean, probably not both of you equally, because human beings are different. And yet, when it comes to sex, we often expect couples to somehow be perfectly matched in desire, timing, arousal, pacing, frequency, and erotic style. And that's just not realistic. The problem is not usually that couples are different. The problem is how they understand and respond to the difference. In our culture, we tend to privilege the person with faster or more spontaneous arousal. They are often seen as more sexual, more passionate, more normal, or more healthy. Meanwhile, the slower arousal partner is frequently labelled low libido, avoidant, frigid, shut down, uninterested, or the problem. But often, they're not low desire at all. They simply have a different arousal pathway. In my experience, many so-called libido mismatches are actually mismatched pacing. One person gets aroused quickly and spontaneously, and the other needs more time, more emotional connection, more relaxation, more sensuality, more nervous system settling, and maybe more gradual emergence into erotic connection. That's not dysfunction. That's a different erotic rhythm. And another huge misunderstanding is that people think libido simply means, how often do I spontaneously feel horny? But libido is much broader than that. Libido is life force energy. It's vitality, aliveness, creative energy, erotic openness. And desire is not something you either have or don't have. You can't lose your libido. As I sometimes joke with my clients, oh dear, where did I put my libido? Has anyone seen it? No, desire is something we cultivate or we neglect. Many couples unconsciously believe that sex should only happen if both people are already spontaneously aroused at exactly the same time. So one partner is horny and the other isn't, and therefore no sex, no intimacy, no connection. People wait for lust to magically descend, waiting, waiting, waiting. Sigh. No lust, no sex. But this creates a very fragile erotic life. Because for so many adults, especially in long-term relationships, desire often emerges after connection begins, not before. So instead of waiting for spontaneous lust, couples can learn to come together out of affection and curiosity, connection, playfulness, sensuality, and simply love. I call this love-led rather than lust-led sex. This doesn't mean forcing yourself into sex you don't want. It means creating opportunities for closeness and pleasure without immediately demanding high arousal, intercourse, or orgasm. When couples approach intimacy this way, something beautiful often happens. Desire begins to emerge naturally from the connection itself. This is why I encourage what I call non-linear lovemaking. Rather than following the rigid script of foreplay, intercourse, orgasm, the focus becomes connection, pleasure, touch, affection, breath, playfulness, and presence. These become the real KPIs. Not how quickly someone gets aroused, not how often sex happens or whether orgasm occurred. So one of the most important shifts couples can make is learning to pace intimacy differently. I often ask couples, if you were going for a walk together, would you expect the slower walker to race to keep up with a faster one? Or would the faster walker slow down so you could enjoy the walk together? Of course, we slow down. Yet sexually, many couples unconsciously expect the slower arousal partner to somehow instantly catch up, which creates pressure and anxiety, obligation and disconnection. And pressure is profoundly anti-erotic. Instead, couples need to co-create an erotic pace that works for both people. Good sex is rarely rushed. Just like a beautiful meal, it's usually more enjoyable when savored. So many people think desire simply appears out of nowhere. But in long-term relationships, desire often depends on the overall emotional and relational environment. I call this creating a sex-friendly relationship, or living in what I call the simmer zone. This means warmth, affection, playfulness, touch, emotional connection, kindness, flirting, curiosity, and positive relational energy flowing regularly throughout the relationship. Sex doesn't begin in the bedroom. It begins in how you live together. The more connected and relaxed, affectionate the relationship feels overall, the easier it is for desire to emerge naturally. So one of the most important questions each partner can ask themselves is, what actually helps me move towards erotic openness? Not, why am I not spontaneously horny all the time? But what helps me relax? What helps me feel connected? What turns me on emotionally? What pacing works for me? What helps my nervous system settle? What makes me feel desired? What helps me feel safe enough to open? The more couples understand this about themselves and each other, the easier it becomes to create satisfying intimacy together. Ultimately, libido mismatch is not usually a sign that a relationship is broken. It's a sign that two different human beings are trying to navigate intimacy together. And that requires communication, flexibility, kindness, pacing, humor, experimentation, and mutual responsibility. Not blame. Not labeling one partner as the problem. The happiest long-term couples are not necessarily the ones with perfectly matched spontaneous desire. They are the ones who learn how to create connection, cultivate eroticism, and surf the changing rhythms of love and life together.